Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Welcome to another Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio broadcast. And we give God all the glory and honor what he's doing in Kingdom Daughters and what he's doing in the lives of his people. Glory be to God. I am Evangelist Hannah, and I will be your host tonight. And today is the first Monday of the month. The first and third Monday at 8 p.m. Apostle Carl Flowers come on. But tonight, we have a mighty man of God that's going to come forth. Glory be to God. And his name is Bishop Collins.
Hey,
glory to God. Bishop, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just plead the blood of Jesus over the airways, God. I thank you that your word tonight will go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
I thank you for the right now word. I don't want to see you, that you have the demand of God belly and it shall go forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that it would not be him speaking, but be you speaking through the Holy Spirit in him in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you will continue to supply every need for the man of God. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray, amen and glory to God. And at this time, I yield the line to you.
Amen. Giving honor to God who is my life. Amen. Amen. We just give God praise. We give God glory and give God honor. This is yours truly, Bishop Stevie Collins. Amen. Sitting in. Amen. Glory to God. Instead of my apostle. Amen. Great apostles. Amen. No other than Apostle Carl Flowers. Amen. And Angel Flowers. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful men. Amen. A man and woman of God. Amen. We just give God praise. We give God glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we say thank you, O God, for those, Lord Jesus, that is, Lord, taking it upon themselves, O God, that sacrifice to come and to listen, to take heed, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we say thank you for your spirit that is going to move in this place. In the name of Jesus, wherever we may be, O God, in the name of Jesus, even some may view us at a different time, a different time, O God. But Father God, whatever time, let it be refreshed, amen, for the men and for the women of God. Amen. And with that, we do say thank you. Amen. We give God praise, give God glory and honor, because it's only through him that we live, that we move, and that we have our being. And I'm telling you, you do not need to touch, amen, the station. Don't touch the dial, whatever you may want to touch, amen, unless it's a point of contact that you believe in God on tonight, because I'm telling you, God has a word for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, I need for you to call a neighbor, call a friend, call an enemy, call a witch, and let them know. Amen. Glory be to God that there is a word, amen, that is on tonight. Amen. For you, you, and yes, my friend, even, amen, you. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm just so excited. Amen, about the move of God, amen, about, amen, the ministries, amen, of Carl Flowers and Angel Flowers, amen, just wonderful, wonderful, amen, couple that is on the wall, amen, amen, they're just on the wall doing the work, amen, of God, amen, and we just love them so much because they have given out so much, amen, and we know that God is about to, amen, embark on something great with them. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just pray right now, Father God, that you continue to bless them and shield them. Amen. And call for your supernatural blessing. Amen. To take forth, to manifest, yeah, continuously in their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Even we pray right now for the narrator. Amen. Anointed woman of God. Amen. Glory be to God. And we pray right now, amen, that you continue to bless her and her endeavors in Jesus' name. And let the kingdom of God say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you. Amen. This is Bishop Collins. Amen. And amen. Pastor Prophetess Melissa. Amen. Is going to be helping me on tonight. Amen. With the word of God. Amen. Listen, I want to take your Bibles briefly, amen, to the book of Ezekiel. Amen. While I'm talking, amen, I want you to get that Bible. Take it to the book of Ezekiel. Amen. Put a finger there, and then we're going to take it to the book of Genesis. Genesis. Amen. Two books that I want to talk about. Amen. And this is dealing, amen, with a prophetic, amen, with the prophetic, amen, and this prophetic here, amen, is coinciding, amen, all throughout the word of God, amen. How many people know that God is going to do a great thing,
yes,
amen? God is doing a great thing even right now in this year, amen, even in this year. Yes, my brother and sister, it may be December. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe the 2nd of December, but I'm here today to tell you it is not over. Amen. 2013 is not over. Amen. The things that God promised you that he's going to do for you in 2013, amen, you better bet your bottom dollar that God is going to do it. All the way up until the last hour. I felt
yes,
that one.
Sir.
I felt that one. Amen. Glory be to God. All the way to the last minute. Amen. I thank God that God, amen, Prophetess Melissa, God is not governed in time.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Even though he made time according to the book, amen, of Ecclesiastes. Amen. There's a time for everything under the sun, but I thank God that God rises above the time.
Yes.
Amen. Glory
yes.
be to God. Even in that last minute, how many people know that even at 11:59, that God can still do some
yes.
things? Amen. And I thank God that I serve a God. Amen. Glory be to God. See, we don't have to worry about paying our ComEd bill and whatever kind of energy efficient, amen, bill. Amen, glory be to God. And we know that they already came out to try to turn it off. And see, that's because we're looking at the time that we live in. Amen, glory be to God. But how many people know that we're asking God to give us the money to change things, but God can go into the computer and change some things around? I'm telling you, I'm a witness on today that God can change some things, amen, around for you, my brother and sister, all because God promised that he said that he was going to do it, and guess what? God is going to do it. Amen, glory be to God. Listen. Let us turn our Bibles, amen, to the book of Ezekiel. And I know I'm going to have to be time conscious, amen, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul, my sanctified soul, it cries out hallelujah, because I thank God, amen, for saving, amen, me. Amen, Ezekiel, amen. Let us get the book of Ezekiel.
Amen. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. And the King James versions read as this: The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto me, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay suet upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord.
We're gonna hold that right there now. When you look at this, these verses here, now that means that this was Ezekiel here. Now we already know that he was a prophet of God, and he walked in the presence of God, amen, and he did strange things that, amen, we may look at to be strange, amen, on today, amen. But the thing was, Ezekiel heard from God. And God asked him a question as they begin to, amen, glory be to God, to convene and talk to each other. Could these bones live again? Amen, glory be to God. Can these bones live again? Now, we understand that these bones was here, amen, because the word of God let us know that these bones was very dry, which means that it was sitting in the presence of the sun. Amen, it was sitting there for some time. It could have been sitting there for years, amen. And we understand that these was the bones, amen, glory be to God, these was the bones, amen, of the people of God, the children of Israel. Amen, glory be to God. Just say the same well as us. Amen, glory be to God. We can look at our bones. Amen, we can see, amen, that the flesh and the sinews have disappeared from the bones. All the moisture in that bone, amen, glory be to God, have vanished away, have been put back into the ground from whence it come. Amen, glory be to God. So these bones here was dry. They were showing, amen, they were symbolic to the children of Israel that they had been in a place of complacency too long. Ha, glory be to God. And when you have been in a place of complacency too long, amen, even you can fool yourself to say that these bones cannot live again. It's just like that elephant syndrome. Now, when the elephant, amen, if you ever worked in a circus before, this, you know, the elephant, the master would get that elephant while it's a baby and would tie it up into a tree. You know, he would tie him up and would use a rope to tie him up. Now, of course, that elephant is going to get thousands and thousands and thousands of tons and pounds bigger than what it is years down the line, but that elephant would be tricked because it tried to get out as a baby and it couldn't. So when years come, he still tries to get out, and it just would not work. So somewhere along the way, the elephant stopped trying. Glory be to God. And so the elephant don't know that it's stronger than even the tree. The elephant don't know that it's stronger than the rope. But when you make that elephant upset and it began to push and push, that elephant will snap the rope so quick because that elephant all along was stronger than that rope. But let's get back to the dry bones, because these bones have been sitting here for so long, and this is how the enemy, amen, have placed, amen, the children of Israel. Amen. When I say the children of Israel, I'm talking about us right now. Amen. In conditions that just think, you know, that we think that there's no hope for us. Amen. Glory be to God. We just think that there's no hope for us. And we begin to, amen, pull on the rope, and we see that there's no hope, so we just stop trying. So we just sit there in the noonday heat, amen, and absorb all the heat while we're sucking and allowing the enemy to suck all the nutrients, oh, glory be to God, out of us. And now we're in a place in our life now where we're just sitting and we're complacent and nothing is happening. We're not putting nothing in and we're not getting nothing out. And God began to survey the children, amen, of Israel, which is us. Amen. Glory be to God. He began to survey our Christian lives. Amen. Glory be to God, because, see, we have allowed somebody to put us in a box. We have allowed somebody to speak death over us. Come on now. And they have spoke death over us, and we begin to believe that over the period of time. Amen. Glory be to God. So now we become as dry bones that is in the valley. Amen. Waiting for somebody to bring life back unto us. Amen. Glory be to God. But how many people know, oh, glory be to God, that God is a restorer on today? Amen. Glory be to God. God began to look at the present state, amen, of his people. Amen. This is so prophetic, because right now we are in a state, amen, God's people, amen, are in a state where they need to be revived. They need to be resuscitated. They need to be rejuvenated. Amen. Glory be to God. And God have sent so many people along the way to refresh his people. Amen. Glory be to God. The word of God even speaks about it. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, comfort my people. Amen. Glory be to God. God is saying that he wants his people to be refreshed on today. Amen. Glory be to God. And he's saying, amen, glory be to God, that I'm going to send some prophets. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to send, amen, a real prophet that will prophesy. Oh, glory be to God, into your present state. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. I feel this thing, because, see, the enemy will try to place you somewhere. Amen. And then he will try to put you on the back of the burner to cause you to make you think that nobody even cares for you anymore. He will cause you to think that your time and your season is over with. Glory be to God. Oh, but I'm here today to tell you that there is a word from God. Oh, glory be to God. God begins to tell Ezekiel, oh, to say what I say. And he said, prophesy unto these bones. Amen. Glory be to God. And he begins to tell him the bones. Amen. Speak to the bones. See, I told you the bones have ears. Ha! Glory be to God. Money have ears. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Listen, your problems have ears. Your circumstances have ears. Your body have ears. Your body have ears where you can talk to that body. Amen. Glory be to God. And the word of God says, prophesy unto those bones, which means speak unto those bones of which I say. And God began to tell, amen, glory be to God, Ezekiel, to prophesy. Say what I say. And he begins to let him know that I'm going to raise these bones up again. I'm going to cause these bones to live because I'm going to put on those bones, amen, some skin, some meat, some sinew. Amen, glory be to God, and begins these bones to walk again and to bring life. I'm going to come and I'm going to breathe. Did you hear what the word of God said? He said, I'm going to breathe life back into those bones. See, this is the problem. When God gave us the breath of life in the book of Genesis, and he gave it to us, and he said that he began to breathe into man, and he began to breathe into man, and man became what? A living soul. Glory be to God. He began to breathe into man. And just as well as he did it in the book of Genesis, he want to do it in your book on tonight. Whether it be in the daytime or whatever you may be listening to me, God wants to breathe back into you. Listen to what the word of God says here.
Amen. 7, verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I am the Lord, have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Now see, the thing here was, the spirit of God had left out of the children of Israel. What God is saying, that I'm going to come with my spirit. Glory to God. See, this is to resuscitate. His spirit was used to resuscitate the people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, listen, there has been, and this scripture tells us here, that there has been some talking. Amen. Glory be to God. There has been some talking going on, because this right here, Jesus, you know, God lets us know here that the people, the children of Israel, needed to be comforted. Amen. They needed to be restored, which means somebody was in their ear telling them, amen, that they was all burned out. They was dead. They was no more good use. They was dried up. they was no more good. Now, somewhere along the way, people would tell them that just as well as they would tell you that, and you would lose all the strength, zap all the anointing that you had, it would leave you. But then God have to send a resurrection in your body. Have to send a resurrection in your spirit. Amen. And cause that body to be, amen, reignited with the Spirit of God. And how many people know that you are walking dead without the Spirit of God? Because God's Spirit causes man to live. And this is what's missing. When you're walking around with no spirit, God is telling Ezekiel to tell the people, amen, glory be to God, that I'm going to put inside of them my spirit. Ah, glory be to God. Where God's spirit is going to renew them, it's going to quicken them, it's going to charge them to do the work. You got to understand that it's not lost, my brother, concerning the situation. Some of us, just because we're older in years, amen, glory be to God, we want to pass it on to the younger one and let them do it. But God says that I've called you to do it. And this is why we have to get up. This is how we have to get up and do the work that God is calling for us to do in this time. This is so prophetic, because when Ezekiel, amen, glory be to God, began to speak what thus says the Lord God, God asked him the question, Ezekiel, do you see these bones moving again? Do you see these bones with flesh on it again? Do you see these bones being equipped to do the work that God has said it? Do you see nothing being made something so it can be used? Glory be to God. How many people know, amen, glory be to God, that you was nothing on just yesterday? Amen. Yesteryears you was nothing. Amen. Until God turned you around, amen, glory be to God, and put his spirit inside of you. Amen. Glory be to God. That's why we can't point fingers. Amen. Glory be to God. That's why so much out there to do in the body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Because people are dying thinking that there's no hope. Amen. And the hope, my hope is built on Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Amen. Glory be to God. I dare you on today to get charged back up. Amen. Glory be to God. Forget about what the enemy have told you. Amen. Glory be to God. Pull off those grave clothes. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't care if you even in the casket. Get out of that casket. Amen. Glory be to God. Looking like you casket ready. Amen. Glory be to God. God said to live. Amen. Glory be to God. As long as there is breath that is in your body, I don't care what sickness may be upon you on today. Amen. God told me to tell you that you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. But I dare you to get up. Amen. Glory be to God. God, Jesus got up from the grave. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. After he went to hell and stripped the enemy. Amen. Glory be to God. From his power. Amen. He got back up. And when he got up with all power in his hands. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm here today to tell you on today that there's power that is in the name of Jesus. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God, and he will quicken you. Amen. Glory be to God, and he will raise you up in the name of Jesus, and he will plant your feet on a solid ground. Glory be to God. Oh, I'm a witness on today. Glory be to God. When you thought that it was over, glory be to God. When you thought that you threw in the towel, amen, glory be to God. God told you to go back and get it. God told you, amen, to get back out there. Oh, glory be to God, and to do what thus says the Lord God do. Amen, glory be to God. God said, I'm not finished with you yet. In the name of Jesus, I'm speaking to someone right now. Amen, glory be to God, where he's adding 15 more years, amen, to your life. In the name of Jesus, I don't care what the doctors may say. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. I'm here today to tell you that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than what we can ask or think in the power that worketh in us. In the name of Jesus, I'm here today to tell you that you can get up and you can rise above the circumstances. Oh, you can look towards the hills from which cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord, which make the heavens and the earth. Glory be to God. You got to look at your hills and not your mountains, because your mountains always going to look stronger than your hills. Oh, but glory be to God. God promises us there's help that's in the hills. In the name of Jesus, I will lift up my eyes towards the hills, that which cometh my help. Amen. Glory be to God. I feel good in my sanctified spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes, these bones can live again. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. That which he promised you, amen, he looks over his word to perform it. Glory be to God. He calls you by your name. Glory be to God. He still remembers that he called you in the name of Jesus. And he's going to perfect that thing which concerneth you in the name of Jesus. For I know it's the thoughts that I think of towards you. It's good, and it's not of evil. Listen, it's going to bring you to an expected end, and that expected end is where God is going to predestinate you to go in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, you got to get up in the name of Jesus. What kind of strength you got? I don't care what little strength you got. Whatever else strength you got to get up. Amen. Glory be to God. And say, for God I'll live, and for God I'll die, in the name of Jesus. So what if you can't preach, amen, like the others? So what if you can't teach like the others? God has called you for such a time as this. God has called you in the name of Jesus. There is souls with your name on it in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And he holds you accountable in the name of Jesus. He holds you accountable on today in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That soul is required at your hands in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Come on and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We lift you up on today. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Listen, I don't care what nobody have told you on today. I don't care what the doctors have told you. Amen. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, listen, if you have breath in your body. Listen, just recently in a hospital, and you know, doctors and medical assistants and nurses, they put you in the hospital so that they can observe you and see what's wrong and amen, and you know, and if it's serious enough, they will keep you and they would hold you over and they would check on you all night, and you know you're not going to get no sleep because they're going to stick you here and pull you up over here, toss you over here, and they wanted to see, are you okay? They wanted to see, amen, are you still breathing? Amen, glory be to God, because once, amen, they see that you're not breathing, there's a certain name that they calls it, and they calls it code blue status. Amen. Glory be to God. Cold blue. Amen. And as long as there isn't no cold blue that is on you, there is some hope. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm here today to tell you on today, amen, God has not called cold blue on you. Amen. Glory be to God. The enemy might have called code blue. Amen. Glory be to God. The doctors might have walked out the room. And glory be to God. They may have put the sheet over you. Amen. And they may have given up on you. And they may have told the people, amen, the loved ones, that this is all that they can do. Amen. Sometimes this is what God is waiting for. Amen. For them to clear the room. Amen. Glory be to God. Just like the little girl that was in, amen, the house. Amen. After they had called for the professional mourners, amen, to come into the house and they began to cry. Amen. Glory be to God, like they supposed to have did it. And glory be to God and other people. Amen. Looking around to see what else going to happen. Amen. Jesus had to kick them out. Amen. Glory be to God. There's no room for doubters. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a doubter that's in the house. Amen. Glory be to God. And God is going to have to kick out the doubters. Amen. Glory be to God. And he's telling you to get away from the doubters. Amen. Glory be to God, because there is still a call that is over your life. Amen. Glory be to God. And God want to put some flesh up on you. Amen. And he wants to put his spirit down inside of you. Amen. And he want to call you by your name. Amen. Glory be to God. And he want to send you out. Amen. Glory be to God. And he wants to allow you to do the work. Amen. Glory be to God that you have forfeited. Amen. Glory be to God that you have given up. Amen. Glory be to God years ago, that you have threw in the towel in years ago. Amen. Glory be to God. So what if you're not feeling good? Listen, let me tell you something. Amen. I'm going to just tell you a quick little testimony. Amen. Glory be to God about myself. Amen. Glory be to God. See, you never know on the phone. Amen. Glory be to God that I suffer with everything of this. Amen. Glory be to God. Suffer with high blood pressure. Amen. Glory be to God. Suffer with diabetes. Amen. Glory be to God. Just witnessed renal kidney failure. Amen. Glory be to God. Just got put on dialysis. Amen. Last week. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm talking to you right now and you don't even know. Amen. Glory be to God that my eyesight is failing me. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Got lymphedema in both legs. Amen. Got Blouse disease, where the decrippling of the bones. Amen. Glory be to God. One is turning one way while the other one is turning the other way. Amen. Glory be to God. Got a bone deficiency. And the doctor said, amen, that I shouldn't be walking. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't have one knee. Amen. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, but I still thank God. Do you think I'm stopping here? Amen. Glory be to God. I could have threw in the towel. Amen. When the doctors told me that I would never walk again. Amen. I could have threw in the towel when the doctors telling me that I would never see again. Amen. I could have threw in the towel. Amen. Glory be to God when I got, amen, glory be to God, scoliosis in the back. Amen. Glory be to God. I could have threw in the towel. Amen. When the doctor diagnosed me with lymphedema. Amen. Could have threw in the towel. Amen. When they put me on dialysis this month, you know, this week. Amen. I could have threw in the towel. Amen. Glory be to God when the enemy is telling me, amen, glory be to God, all these things. Amen. I'm not questioning the Lord. I told the Lord on today, amen, glory be to God. Lord, I'm not questioning you. Amen, glory be to God, but I can't give up. Amen, glory be to God. I cannot throw in the towel. Amen, glory be to God. If God called me to minister, amen, the word of God, this is what I got to do. Amen, I got to be instant in season. And I got to be instant out of season. Amen, glory be to God. Just because I can't see don't mean that I cannot witness the word of God. Amen, glory be to God, because the word of God says that thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Listen, you can't stop. In the name of Jesus, so what if sickness may come upon you? You still can't stop. Oh, glory be to God. You cannot stop. If God said do it, you do it. Amen. Glory be to God. And he will meet the needs in your life. He will make the way in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. I never saw God that fail. Amen. Glory be to God. God has never failed me yet. Amen. Glory be to God. And we give God praise. Amen. We give God glory and honor. Amen. Because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised on today. Amen. Glory be to God. And we come to God complaining. Amen. Glory be to God. We come to him complaining. Complaining about what? Amen. Glory be to God. So what if you didn't get all of the money? Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God you got something. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody don't got money in their pocket right now. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God that you know a God. Amen. Glory be to God that you can call on in the midnight hour. Amen. That you can call on in the daytime. Amen. Glory be to God. And thank God you got a God that answers. Amen. Glory be to God. My God answers by fire. In the name of Jesus. Because, see, listen, let me tell you something. Glory be to God. God have never left me and nor forsake me. Amen. Glory be to God. And listen, it's not the matter of if God is going to heal me. It's the matter of when. Glory be to God. God is going to do it. Amen. Glory be to God. And I will stand on his word. Amen. Glory be to God with all my heart, my soul, my might. Because God promised. Amen. Glory be to God that it's his desire. Amen. Glory be to God that we be healed and that we walk and be in good health. Amen. And prosper. Amen. Glory be to God just as our soul prosper. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just believe God on today. Amen. Glory be to God. These bones can live again. Amen. Glory be to God when they've given up on you. Glory to God when they've given up on you. Amen. Glory be to God. God said, I'm here for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, when they threw in the towel, when they threw it at you, when they covered you up with dirt. Glory be to God. God is saying on today that I have not forgotten you. Amen. I have not forgotten you. Amen. Glory be to God. I will be with you. Amen. In the midnight hour. I will be with you. Amen. When your mother and your father have forsaken you. Amen. Glory be to God. When everything else seems lost. I will be with you. You are my child. Most of all, I want you to know on today that God loves you. No matter what you're going through in life, you might have just lost a relative. You might be going through personal situations. But God said that I am with you. And he said that I love you. And his arms are stretched out. Stretched out for you on today. He's stretched out for you on today. Who would render and surrender your all unto him on today? You have done all you can do. You have went in the power of yourself instead of going in the power of God. God is saying on today, if you just turn it over to me, if you cast all your cares on me, I'm talking to somebody on today, will you come? Will you say, Lord Jesus, here am I. I'm a sinner. Save me. Forgive me for all of my sins. And my brother and sister, if you have said that prayer, amen. And I know that there are some that is desiring prayer, amen. Are we going to open up the phone lines? Amen. If you just need a word from God, Lord, I'm at the breaking point where, Lord, I just need a word. You desire, you could take the phone off of mute, whatever it's on, and have it is. And if you desire prayer right now, if you would like for Bishop Collins, amen, in the ministry to stand in agreement with you in prayer, amen. Why don't you just say something, amen, and just ask for prayer, have it is. Just you got the floor, amen. God bless you, caller.
Glory to God, Bishop. This is Evangelist Hannah. And also,
yes,
if you just have a comment, you can come forth now.
Yes.
Well, Bishop, I really enjoy the work that God used you to give forth today, and you actually encouraged me, really, to get out of. I always say the doctors say that I have fibromyalgia, and that's just like a toothache all over your body. It aches whenever it won't aches.
Yeah.
And asthma and chronic sinuses and some old stuff that I'm not claiming. And so just listening to you just encouraged me more to push.
Yeah.
And I just thank God that, for the strength that I hear in you. I do a broadcast every other Thursday. It's called In the Midst of the Pain.
Amen.
There is peace. Because there's a lot of people that's going through what me and you going through physically and don't have peace. Glory to God. So in the midst of the pain, you know, there is peace. And I just thank God for that, because you never know what a person is going through. And I always tell people, you know, I don't go by happiness. I go by the joy of the Lord. It's my strength.
Yes.
And Jesus said, peace he gives to me, and I refuse to let the devil, I refuse to give it to the devil, because if he just gave it to us, we have to give it away in order to get rid of our peace. So I just thank God for that, and the word that you brought forth.
Amen.
Because, yes, I know you know also the enemy be trying to bring thoughts. They got to cast some thoughts down pertaining to some things. My quality of life is not what it should be or used to be. And now I've been on disability for over 16 years, and so I'm living off of fixed income. But in the midst of all of that, in the midst of all the pain, I still trust God.
Amen.
And as you said, I never ask them why. I say, well, I don't ask them why. I don't ask him why. I just keep going, knowing that he that's in me is stronger than anything else that I have to face. You know, so I just thank God for that. I thank God for you and being in the word that you brought forth today. Is there anyone else on the line that has a prayer request or comment? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Again, Bishop Collins is standing in for Apostle Flowers, who come on every third Friday from Restoring the Breach International Ministries. Him and his wife, Angel Flowers, glory be to God.
Yeah.
If you want some information on the ministry, the ministry phone number is on the web page. You can go on and get the number and see where God is using him at. Because right now he's going to different places where God is using him at the
Amen.
Place.
Yes.
You
yes.
can find out where God is using him at. Glory to God. Glory
Amen.
To Jesus. Well, there is callers on the board. So do you have any last words, Bishop?
Amen. Again, I would just like to thank those that is listening. Amen. Those people that have allowed us to by ear to let us come into your homes, automobiles, wherever you may be, and we just thank God for you all. Thank God again for Apostle Flowers, amen, and the Flowers, Apostles, amen, for allowing me the opportunity, amen, to come. Amen. We thank God, and we thank God for them. Amen.
Amen, amen. You know what? You can just pray for me for right now. My struggle is more with keeping my focus. You know, God give me an assignment when I'm doing a certain thing, and my focus is easily taken from what I need to have it on pertaining to the kingdom and the ministry
Amen.
That God has for me to do. So you can just come into agreement with me concerning that, Bishop.
Amen. Eternal God, our Father, we say thank you, Jesus, Father God, this great woman of God, amen, that is standing, amen, in the gap, amen. Glory be to God. And we are standing with her, standing in proximity to pray with her, O God, in the name of Jesus for, amen, what she is holding up unto you, O God. And we know that, amen, that is the focus, amen, of the ministry, amen, and what is the will of God concerning her life, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, walk with her, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You say, order my steps in your word, O God. And in the name of Jesus, let her continue to read the word of God, Lord Jesus, that she would know, Lord Jesus, it would not be no wavering to the left nor to the right, but Lord Jesus, walking there full ahead, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, conquering in the name of Jesus towards your kingdom, O God, and advancing in your will and your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, touch over her mind, O God, in the name of Jesus. Enemy, get away from her mind in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come up against, amen, the spirit of depression. Amen. Glory be to God that's around her, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thoughts, amen, glory be to God, of depression, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus, remove it far away from her in Jesus' name. Send it back to dry places in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And
glory to God, glory to God.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I just plead the blood of Jesus over the bishop tonight in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord God.
God.
I banish the backlash or retaliation.
Yes,
and
yes, God.
And this him or his family or his ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that they are covered in your blood in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the peace and the strength of the man of God and how you're going to continue to use him, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I speak miracles, signs, and wonders over him in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will continue to get the glory for his life in Jesus Christ. Over
yes,
name.
God.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. I
thank
you that you will get the glory for his life, God. In the midst of the pain, in the midst of not
yes,
knowing, God.
God,
he praise you. He still speak your word and preach your word,
yes,
God.
God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for favor for the men of God. I thank you, Father God, for restoration, Lord God.
Yes,
for any
God.
Death,
yes.
Even his body, in the mighty name of Jesus,
in
God.
In the mighty
I
name of Jesus.
I thank you that your angels are quiet, God. Is warning her for the men of God right now in the name of Jesus, God.
Raka.
I thank you, Lord.
Yes.
But his kids are revelated in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Then he paid his life. I speak of his gold right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. We stand strong in you. And in the power
yes,
of your might, Lord God, I thank you that
if
they found his brother, they found that his wife, for no harm shows not his brother, because that's what
yes,
your word says, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Father God.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hey, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Everything that is in for evil, God, that you are turning around for the good in the name of God, Mike.
In the
name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God.
Yes, God.
We praise you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God.
Glory to God.
In the midst of the sickness, God, we thank you for your peace. Nobody but you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
We
you're
love
awesome,
you, Lord.
God.
In Jesus
Christ,
God.
Name,
pray, amen. We
awesome
love
God.
You, Lord.
It's your name, God.
And we thank you for all that you have
God.
Done and all that you're going to do, Lord, God. We thank you for the testimonies you're going to come forth, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Glory
God,
to your
God.
Name, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Well, I thank you, man of God, for standing in for the apostle tonight.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we just want to thank you, man of God. And if there's no one else on the line,
thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, God.
Glory to
God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, God.
Thank you, God.
Like you.
Thank you, God. Glory to God. Not like
you.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. God greater than you, Father.
Yes, God.
Greater than you, God. Hallelujah.
None greater.
Hallelujah.
None greater, Jesus.
Glory to your name, God.
Yes, God.
Glory
to God. Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for your love, Father.
Your
unconditional love, Father. Thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father.
Thank you for peace, God.
Oh, God, thank you for knowing our hearts, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for deliverance, God. And
thank
you for
God.
Restoration, God.
Yes,
oh, God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to your name, God.
Yes, God.
Glory be to your name, Father. Glory be to your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Cast upon your feet, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Let your will be done, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. At this time, there's no one that wants to come forth for prayer. What's or comments. We're going to end the line soon. Yeah, thank you for your being man of God. International. Thank God for all the internet listeners and for everyone that has called in on the phone line. Glory be to God. We thank God for you. And the Lord before me that you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. And until next time, we just continue to give God all the praises and all the honor and all the glory. And good night.
Amen. Good night.
Feed me in your glory. I never want to leave your glory. Healing in your glory. Never want to leave your side. Can y'all help me say?
Feed me in your glory. Never in your glory. I never want to leave you. Listen, I don't want to be with